USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is defending his pullout of U.S. troops from Syria after bipartisan criticism. He says it's true that Syria, Turkey, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash for abandoning the Kurds who fought Islamic State militants alongside the United States. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism is coming from allies like Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Senator Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Both parties came together in the House to condemn the president's withdrawal. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A meeting at the White House appears to have gotten heated, and the discussion was abruptly halted as President Trump backed his decision to withdraw troops from Syria. The top Democrats who met with the president and other Republicans say the meeting ended because of a meltdown.
Right now we have to pray for his health, but this was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that a meeting between Democratic leaders and the president at the White House ended after the president became angry over a House vote condemning his Syrian withdrawal.
What the president did was dangerous. And again, we have not only troops there, but equipment there and the rest. I don't know if he understood the situation.
But the White House says the president was measured during the meeting, while Pelosi's decision to walk out was baffling, according to a statement. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points, the S&P 500 down 6, and the Nasdaq down 24. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A well-known TV host talks about Bernie Sanders' new economic plan. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A Bernie Sanders presidency could be very bad for billionaires living in the United States. Under Sanders' plan, they would be taxed at a 97.5% tax rate. The current rate under the Trump administration is 23.1%. Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe appears on Fox and Friends to discuss the current economic state in America and Senator Sanders' plan.
Yeah, it's free country, ideas, float them, fly them, right. Run them up the old flagpole, see who salutes. Look, in the end, you've got millionaires arguing with millionaires over who hates the millionaires the most.
Right.
And I guess it's a conversation we'll have, but I remember a couple years ago, I took my meager staff over to the Reagan Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't been, it's terrific. But one of the stories they tell is the time when Ronald Reagan just finally decided he was done doing movies. He was just done because he was paying 92% of every dollar he made on films. And it was just math. You know, he wasn't done acting. He just looked at it and did some basic calculus and said, not for me anymore. Makes no sense to do this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.